Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
51551. Ellie is 6 years old and would like to share her joke with you. What do you call a man with no shins? Tony. That's Ellie's nanny, Doreen. I like it. Don't mind them. My name is James Boschel and I live in Bethel, Connecticut in the USA. I was wondering if you could possibly wish my mum, Elizabeth Boschel, pronounced Bo as in Bo Peep, she will be 91 years young on Sunday. She's mother to 10 of us, 8 girls and 2 boys. She is and has been a great mother to all of her children, even though hard times back in the day. She's always good-humoured and a positive person, even during COVID. She lives in Baldoyle. Loves Radio 1, and I know she would love a mention from you on her special day. Hopefully I can get home to see her soon. Love from James and Elaine and all her family, both here and in Ireland. God bless her, says James. So happy birthday, Elizabeth Boschel, 91 years young, this Sunday. Now, we spotted a wonderful video online of an Irish mammy getting the ultimate surprise. Her sons clubbed together to get her a car after a very tough year. So it's Jess is the mammy and one of her sons. Have a listen.
Who owns it?
You
do. I don't.
You do?
How did you buy this?
With money.
I know that. Where'd you get it?
Up in Dublin. On Saturday.
What?
Yeah.
You're messing me.
No, this is your car. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Really? You're honest not messing?
I wouldn't mess with something like that.
This is mine.
This is yours. It's actually in your name.
It is.
Already.
It is not.
That's Jess. Jess Latchford from Gorey, and she's on the line now. How are you doing, Jess?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good talking to you. And that was one of your sons, Rob, in the car with you.
It was, yeah.
Now, the audio is good, but the video is brilliant. The look of disbelief on your face.
Like, oh, my God. I tell you, I was absolutely gobsmacked. Yeah.
So what, you came out to sit into the car, and what did you think? He had a new car, or what do you think?
Yeah, you see, we always meet up on a Tuesday evening for a cup of tea. Right?
Yeah.
And he came in this other car, and I just got in and said, who owns it? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I knew he didn't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then he told me that the 3 lads had bought it for me.
Right.
So it was just amazing.
Now, yeah. What were you driving up until that, Jess?
I have a Ford Focus 03.
'03.
And it's getting a little bit old, battered and bruised like yourself.
Yeah, well, it's 18 years old.
Yeah, very old.
How many miles on the clock, do you know?
Well over 200,000.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, right. So what did the lads buy for you then?
They bought me a Ford Focus 08.
Ah, brilliant.
Yeah.
So you're up 5 years. And how many miles?
I'm trying to get out in the age, right?
Yeah, you've been upgraded.
That's what they say, yeah.
Jess Lasford, you've been upgraded to an 08.
So,
it's brilliant, just like when the lottery.
Yeah. So that was Rob. John, the other son, is in Bristol, and Dave is in Indiana, and he's on the line now. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm doing very well. I feel like you're making us out to be a cheapskate that we only upgraded her to an 08.
No, I'm not. I think it's a wonderful gesture. What a lovely gift. And then to surprise your mother with it as well. And whose decision was it to surprise Jess, Dave?
Well, so 12 months ago, my sister passed away.
Right.
And in her sleep, she was age 40. And ever since then, every week without fail, my two brothers and I, because obviously we're all in different parts of the world, we get on Zoom every Saturday evening almost without fail, and we chat with each other. And obviously, it's been a really tough year. And then obviously, with the lockdown, it's just made it even harder for people. And my brother said, look, Mam is just not in a good way. We need to do something for her, and her car is on its last leg. So I think I want to buy a new car for her. So we just said, all right, we're in. Let's do it. And a few days later, then He just bought her the new car. So, yeah.
And Jess, your name is on the logbook, is it? That's important.
It is, yeah. On the logbook the other day. Now I'll have to tax it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but at least it's official. It's yours. The car is yours.
Mine. Yeah.
Absolutely. Brilliant.
Mine. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a tough year you've had, Jess.
It's been a nightmare, Ray.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I suppose it was February when Caroline died.
Yeah.
And then the lockdown kicked in, so you haven't been able to grieve as people would normally grieve.
No, you can't, I can't go up and see my brothers and my sister and, you know, things like that. And yeah. It's just been horrendous.
Yeah, you poor thing.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose you know that you have three lads there that love you very much.
And I love them.
Yeah, and that's important.
And they know that too.
Yeah, you're there for each other. You're there for each other.
Thank God. Yeah.
And how many children had Caroline?
She's four.
Children. Right. Yeah. And do they live near you, Jess?
Yeah, they do. Lucky enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that that's something, isn't it?
I don't know why I do without them all.
Yeah, and you can see her in them, I suppose, and you can see her in them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
And how are they doing?
They're amazing children, Ray.
Yeah.
And her husband Dave. Yeah.
Great. Will you pass on our best wishes to them? Because
I will, of course. Yeah, they're all listening, Ray.
Right, okay. How are you? How are you, lads? So Megan, Abby, Rebecca and Adam and Dave, the hubby.
And
just in her sleep, just went. Like that's just,
went to bed.
Yeah.
Never woke up. Yeah.
Nice for her, but not for everybody she left behind.
No.
Didn't know anything about it, right?
No, she didn't. No.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
you know, Ray, I was chatting to my brother Rob, who's in that video this morning, and now, ma'am, don't get mad at me for saying this, but he said over the last year, my mom looks like she's kind of aged about 10 years because of all the grief.
Yeah.
And he said over the last few days, this is the power of the community of people coming together and wishing her well, and everything over the last few days with this video and with the car. He said over the last few days, she's gotten back all them years.
Ah, brilliant.
That threw me over the edge this morning.
That's brilliant. You're gone viral, Jess, in a good way.
I know. Well, at least I'm not on the wanted list for a good reason. Yeah.
Now, we played the clean bit because there was a bit When you get excited,
like
Jess. When you get excited, but it's well worth a watch. It's just a minute long, and it's up there.
Yeah.
And did it smell like a new car? Had it been valeted and all that?
Oh, it's perfect, Ray. It looks like it's this year's car.
Right.
Even the engine is spotless.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, you may wear and drive safely, Dave. Yeah. Nice talking to you. I'm sure we'll talk again. And well done to John and Rob as well. Okay, mind yourself, Jess.
Right, thanks.
Stay safe.
Thanks
see, you. See you, Dave.
See
bye.
You, Dave.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.